Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. High today is going to be right near 94 degrees in Charlotte, America right now. It's 70 on your way out the door. And of course, you know what time it is. It's time to hit the hashtag, baby. Hashtag no leezy mad. Hashtag NOLEEZYMAD on my Instagram page at no leezy, NOLEEZY. Y'all know every morning I'm mad about something. And this morning it ain't no different. I am mad. I got to go all the way over to Egypt. I went all the way over to Egypt. Went all the way over to Egypt to be mad at this one right here. Man, listen, it's a pastor in Egypt that has just been arrested for selling tickets to heaven for $500. $500, a pastor has been arrested for selling tickets to heaven, him and his wife. They convinced the people that they had received the tickets for heaven from Jesus himself. And you can come in here and you can bring $500 and you too could go to heaven.
Does that give me a VIP table with a bottle?
No, no bottle.
No bottle, just entrance.
You just get entrance to the pearly gates. Now, for an extra $500, we can get you a bottle of holy juice and crackers.
Is it skip line?
It's skip line for another $500.
So $1,500, I get holy juice and skip line.
And crackers and some Jesus sandals.
I pay it.
First of all, the pastor name is Tito. Tito White. I ain't never been to Africa. But I know that, listen, a man named Tito in Africa, Tito Watts. No, I'm not buying that from nobody named Tito, first of all.
Did anybody purchase the tickets?
That's why he was arrested, because people did. Several different people actually bought tickets from this pastor, Tito Watts, in Egypt, and thinking they going to heaven to get in the pearly gates with their $500 ticket.
Or, you know, what you could do is just live right. Just live right. Do right by Jesus.
Well, this ticket guarantees your entrance, no matter what you do.
Just do right by Jesus.
But here's the question. Save your $500. But here's the question, though. If you could buy a ticket to heaven, would you buy a ticket to heaven?
For $1,500?
You'll buy a ticket to heaven?
And I get my Jesus juice, crackers, and some sandals, and skip line?
You going to buy $500?
$1,500, I'd buy a ticket to heaven. Why you not going to buy a ticket to heaven for $1,500, Larry.
I mean, I'm going
to
throw something on it.
Yeah, exactly.
But why not do what you said, live right, and guarantee yourself an entrance for the most part?
Because there's some things that I just want to do out here in the world. If I'm being honest with myself, there's some things out here in the world that I want to do.
Woo, man. Tito, they locked Tito up so fast, he didn't even have time to say Jesus. He's Jesus. He's locked up. Don't y'all go out here. And let me tell y'all something right now. If somebody is selling tickets to heaven, don't y'all buy them. I'm just saying.
No, don't buy the tickets to heaven. Just live right.
That's a cool kid Friday inside the madhouse, man. 6:38, 22 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today is going to be right near, 94 is the high for the day. 70 degrees on your way out the house. And, of course, it is a cool kid Friday.
Yep, and so I actually had the pleasure of meeting this young lady's mother and her at the Cam Newton kickball, kicking it with Cam game a couple of weeks ago. Her mother was raving about her, all right? And when she was telling me all of the things that she is doing in her school and in the community, I was like, oh, yeah, we got to get her up here for Cool Kid Friday. Madhouse Nation, nosy neighbors, make some noise for Ifuru.
Ifuru, yes. What's up?
She's a 10th grader at Harding University High School. And you have this initiative going on where you want to make sure that kids your age have passports. Tell us about this initiative and why passports are important.
Okay, for me, passports are important because, well, first, I'll start with, like, why.
Okay.
And why is because, so I started going to Harding University last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to go. I'm going to be honest. You know, and there's nothing good on the internet about Harding. You know, people don't speak very well about Harding. But once I got there, and, you know, no matter where I go, I'm going to be optimistic and I'm going to be very positive. So once I got there, I'm like, gang, fight, where?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to talking to people more. And I'm like, this person is intelligent. This person is creative, you know, and I got to know everybody, and then I'm just like, okay, but where's your opportunities at, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know they have things like CIS and TRIO, but the reality of it is everybody doesn't want to go to college. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, I'm like, where's the home ec room? You know, I'm like, mm-hmm. in my middle school, we had the opportunity to go to France for like a month or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hold on, because traveling is really big for me. I've done it all my life. Mm-hmm. And I know how much it helps you mentally and how it can open up your horizons and open up your mind mm-hmm. to bigger and better things and also see more opportunities. And once you see more opportunities, you can choose what you want to do.
Yeah.
And so I get to talking to people about it and stuff like that. And I'm like, so do you guys have a passport? Da 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 da. They're like, passport? No. I'm like, but you got J's on your feet, though. Your mama make sure she gave you those new retros. Mm-hmm. Where's your passport at?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And yeah. Why aren't you guys using it? It was actually crazy. I found out that most of them haven't even been to South Park Mall.
Wow.
To the other side of town.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is not going to happen. Because obviously nobody else cares. Mm-hmm. Because this is continuing. And the reputation for the school is really bad when the people are amazing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, well, first, I want to start by getting everybody passports at my school. Mm. But, you know, people always like to tell you to start a little bit small. So I want to start with my graduating class. Mm. And then go out from there. And then, you know, for me, it's like, you can't give people ingredients without the instructions. Mm. Because if you do that, it's going to be like, it's not going to turn out right. Because yeah. they're not even going to know how to apply these new skills.
Yeah.
So I don't only want to go get them passports. Also want to create a program called Brown Kids Who Travel, where they can do field trips, like real field trips, not over to the countryside of North Carolina, but like to Atlanta, Florida, California, mm-hmm. and then around the world. You know,
all
I want
the
them to be global citizens.
Yeah. Yeah. Ifuru, our cool kid of the morning, getting these kids passports. This is awesome. I didn't get my passport until a couple of years ago. I'm a little embarrassed.
We're going to talk more to Ifuru when we come back, man, about getting brown kids who travel. I love it.
I love it.
Charlotte's Plugs, Pot 98.
All the kids love No Leash. Yeah.
No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. It's a cool kid Friday.
All the kids love No Leash. Yeah.
All right, what cool kid we got in the building?
We have Miss Ifuru. She is a 10th grader over there at Harding University High School, has this really great initiative to make sure that her classmates have passports to travel around the world just like she has done. What are some of the places that you visited?
I visited Bahamas. I visited Jamaica. I've gone to Thailand, Hong Kong, Spain, and a couple of places in Spain. Mm. And St. Thomas.
Wow.
And Puerto Rico.
Wow. Puerto Rico.
Wow.
That's what's up. So, you know, on your first endeavor, on your first traveling endeavor, what was that like for you?
The first one?
Yeah.
The earliest one I can remember is when I went to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually on this program called Make-A-Wish. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know
it? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I went on that, and it was crazy. It was me, my three siblings, my mom, and my grandma. I think that was it. And when I tell you, it was like off the roof, but I still remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was, at that time, I was like, five, six?
Yeah.
Six?
Yeah.
Now, in addition to your initiative to make sure that kids have passports, you are a cancer champion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, when I was 1 year old, I was diagnosed with stage 4 Wilms tumor, which is when, like, tumors want to take over your kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and I think I was cured at
5.
Wow.
That's what's up.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what's up. And what made you want to let other people, you know, take on the endeavors of traveling? Because, you know, so many people, like, you might get a passport and you don't pass it down or pass down the things you've seen to other people. So what made you want to do that and bring it to your classmates?
Well, what mainly made me want to do it is when I was going from 8th grade to 9th grade, I went to Spain and I was on this program called Diverbo.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I went, I went in as, you know, a clammy 8th grader, you know, whatever. But I went by myself also.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there, I was the only black person.
Mm-hmm.
And let alone one of the few Americans there also. So going there really opened up my eyes because even being the only black person and black American, it was kind of like, wow, I get to get away from my normal society.
Right.
And I honestly get to indulge myself into a new one. And going there, it was kind of like, it changed me. It was like, it opened me up so much to see how much we were appreciated elsewhere.
Right.
Even though we go through so much oppression here and other things, it's like the world is also a safe place for us.
Right.
And we don't just have to stay here in our neighborhoods with our people when we can just take our people and go everywhere.
Right.
Wow.
And the thing about traveling is when you travel to other places, you see how much power and influence that your culture has on the other sides of the world. Like when you travel to Jamaica, you see people of our same color doing big things. And I'm talking about not even like presidents. I'm talking about like beyond that. They doing real big things. Like they own, like in Jamaica, you have a black man who owns a sugarcane processing plant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's big. And that, you know, they send that out to the rest of the world. So it for me, like, you know, coming from the neighborhood that I came from, like you said, a lot of people don't live, they don't come outside of that circle.
Yeah.
So you got people who had never been to concerts. You got people who've never, like you said, been to the other side of town. So when you could do this, like you get them to travel to a whole nother world, it's really big for them and their morale.
And it's important. Mm-hmm. It's so important to travel. It's so important to travel. Travel with your family, travel with your friends, experience something new. It's really an investment in yourself. You go and you get this passport. Mm-hmm. You spend a little over $100. You get your passport. And traveling really to these countries, it's not always expensive.
Right. Oh,
it's not always expensive.
And that's the biggest myth about traveling. A lot of people think, well, that's kind of, it's too expensive. But like she said, you got these new J's on it, them $200.
Yeah.
You say that three times, you can travel.
Yeah. Not even three times for some of these places. Yeah.
Oh, no. And then some of them get the shoes exclusive, you know, early and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, but you ain't got no passport though.
If you're listening, you might think that we're talking to an adult here, but this is a 10th grader. She is so, I mean, you got it going on, girl. We are just very, very proud of you and the things that you're doing in the community, man. And brown kids travel. Looking forward to seeing that come to life, man.
Oh yes, me too. And like you said about the going to other countries and seeing like the influence of our culture on them. Like when we went to Hong Kong, people was going up to my sister thinking she was Nicki Minaj. They're like, picture. If they knew no other word, they knew picture. And I'm like, Nicki, what? They going up to us like Beyonce. I'm like, no, sis, regular. But even though that can get like, at some point, it's almost alienating, but at the same time, it feels good. Though.
Yeah, it's appreciated.
Yeah,
it's appreciated.
Yeah. Well, do you have any shout outs that you want to give to some of your students, your friends, and things like that over at Harding?
I do. I want to shout out Franklin Checkhorn. He's a really good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I want to shout out Miss Agnew, Mr. Peltak, and I want to shout out my best friend, Kiara Jackson.
That's what it is. We appreciate you being here, man. Cool Kid Friday. Y'all lock it in inside the Madhouse to find out who our next cool kid will be. Pound 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is right now inside the Madhouse. We gonna let you shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Daddy.
No, just you gotta say that right. But you gotta say it. Like,
daddy.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
Shout out to my daddy.
No, man. No. Hello. Good morning. Who is this?
Hi, this is Perla.
What up, baby? You got somebody you want to let shine?
I do. I want to let my son Malik Pineda shine. He goes to East Elementary in Statesville. He's taking the 5th grade science POG today. Just want to tell him good luck, and I love him.
Power 98, good morning. Who are you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I want to let the light shine on the NC Giants for making it all the way to the championship and every age group. We going to let it rock out June the 1st. Y'all come out to West Charlotte and see the little boys play.
Power 98, good morning.
Hey. She's the best mom ever. And we love her and she's a great.
Say it again. Cause we missed the first part.
I'm gonna give a shout out to my mama. Today's her birthday. She's a great mom ever, and we love her. We appreciate her.
Well, what's her name? You don't know your mama name?
Mama.
Okay. And they hung up. Whoever mama that is, I mean kids that is, whoever mama you is, happy birthday! I want to let all the kids.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Over there at North Ridge Middle School, shine this morning. Get ready for them EOGs. Shout out to Lil Kuza. Lil Kuza over there. Jessica, this little boy is a gigolo. When I say little gigolo, boy, they call it the real something of North Ridge. I forgot what it was. The real drama queens of North Ridge or something
really?
Like that. Yeah. But he's a gigolo. He got him.
Really?
Like seventh grade. But yeah, he's straight pimping over there. Look who's
on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I say, Big Dog, who is that? Oh, that's my little friend. That's your little friend. Yeah, she used to be my girl, but we ain't together no more. So she still be on it. I say, still be on it. Boy, listen. Look who's on over there killing them.
Congratulations.
I don't know what to say, but he was a cool dude, though. Very smart young man, very bright young man. Get ready for his EOGs. Kuza, I got you, Big Dog.
All right, so I have two, Larry. One, I want to send a shout out to Kiara. She's over there at Harding University High School. She was one of the students that was over there at the Trio Award ceremony. And I also want to send a shout out to the site coordinators over there. Olympic is Miss Hollis. Over at West Mech is Mr. Bibbs. Over at West Charlotte, it's Mr. Bennett, a.k.a. Mr. B. And over at Harding University, it is Mr. Compton. So shout out to them and their program director, Keith Cartwright. Shout out to them.
Coming up,
This one is pretty big.
This one is pretty big. My bad.
All right. Remember yesterday?
Yeah.
I was telling you we were talking to Madhouse Nation, saying that the students over at East Mecklenburg High School needed
$4,000
so that they could graduate. There were students over there that could not pay their graduation fees. Shout out to my girl Sky Davis, Thomas Davis's daughter, who saw it on my Instagram page. Passed it over to mama and dad. And Kelly sent me a message this morning around 1 a.m. Thomas Davis and Kelly Davis and that entire Davis family is going to make sure that those students over at East Mecklenburg graduate. They are going to cover the cost of it. Shout out to Thomas Davis, Kelly Davis, Sky, the entire family over there. Thank you so much for continuing to support this community and specifically the students over there at East Mecklenburg High School.
I just feel good to call Thomas Davis my friend.
Love him, man.
They don't make friends like that no more. He always giving back to the community.
Why y'all take Thomas away? Why y'all do that? Why y'all do that, man? on, Nosy Neighbors? It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, May 24th, being brought to you by T-Mobile. Ms. Vignette is going to be hanging out tomorrow from 12 until 2 at the T-Mobile store located 3351 Matthew Pineville's Road, Suite 200. For more details, log on to power98fm.com. The Global Director of Brand and Marketing for Puma says that they will be doing more collaborations with Nipsey Hussle. Adam Petrick says Puma wants to continue supporting Nipsey's estate, and they are planning to support some of the activations Nipsey was doing in L.A. with his foundation. One of the many things that Nipsey had in the pipeline was co-branding marathon merchandise that was slated to be released in the fall. Also, speaking of Nipsey Hussle, YG wants to make sure that his children are taken care of in the absence of their father. The rapper is donating sales from his upcoming album to them. For Real was supposed to come out in April, but YG postponed the release after Nipsey Hussle was shot and killed. Chance the Rapper needs your help, y'all. The rapper took to Twitter yesterday to ask fans to help him find a kidney donor for his Aunt Tony. He says, "My Aunt Tony is one of the strongest forces in my life, and she is in dire need of a kidney. We have exhausted all options and have been waitlisted for years." Now, fans begin to ask what his aunt's blood type was, which it is O positive. And then he goes and says, "You can get a quick blood test and a physical to find out if you're a match." OWN is getting ready to debut a new show that celebrates Black love, success, and friendships. And it is filmed right here in the Queen City with one of my favorite couples on the show, our very own Fly Ty and Jacinda from V101.9. The show is going to be called To Have and To Hold Charlotte. It follows five power couples that are vying to keep their marriages strong while dealing with issues like layoffs, childbirth, and more. To Have and To Hold Charlotte premieres on Saturday, June 1st at 10 p.m. on OWN. Remember yesterday I told you all about Cardi B returning to television after she got the name Bocktails with Cardi B trademark for television and the internet? Well, Cardi says that that isn't 100% true. The rapper hopped on Twitter to say, "No, I'm not doing a television show. I just trademarked different drink names." Happy birthday to Patti LaBelle. RIP, happy birthday to Heavy D and G-Eazy. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and that is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Go ahead, Garrett. Make your radio personality.
Hey, what's up, Charlotte? We back on the air. This is Power 98, WPEG, Real Hip Hop with a Splash of Country. That was one of the babies. There's 18 of them right now in hip hop. Pick one. Whatever your favorite one, that's what we just heard. The baby, big baby, little baby, sly baby, side baby. I can't wait till a rapper comes out called Side Baby.
Yes.
That's next. That's going to be next. Side baby.
Side baby.
Premature baby.
Gary Owen live inside the mat. You actually did good, though. You actually did good.
First song. You did premature good. Baby. First hit. 2 pounds. Pushing that weight. Pushing that weight. Who is it that's premature baby? Pushing that weight.
Garrett,
out of the womb, they said I wouldn't survive. Now I'm on the radio, still alive. Pushing weight. Pushing weight. Pushing weight.
I promise, Gary, you are one of my favorite comedians. I love it when you come to Charlotte.
Breast milk was my source of life. They took me out, C-section, cut my mama's stomach with a knife.
What you doing?
Bars.
Bars.
Pushing weight.
Yeah. They thought I'd end up in heaven, but I took it out with that placenta. Didn't rhyme. I don't care anymore. I'm a premature baby to the hardcore. Yeah. Premature baby. Pushing weight. Pushing, 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 pushing weight. Pushing weight.
Get this man a deal.
Shout out to all the premature babies out there. Still made
it. Still made it.
God, don't make mistakes, homie. We here forever. Real hip hop.
With or without a daddy, we made
it. Yeah. Shout out to Cam Newton for no reason. Pushing weight, baby.
Cam Newton might make our list, too.
He got a lot of babies?
Cam Newton might make our list.
But I'm a straight dude, but I can see that. Who ain't giving up to Cam? That's a good looking dude, quarterback, a little stylish.
Worth
you gonna give it up to Cam.
Worth $100 million.
Say all, take the money out of it. But dude,
he's a good guy. He told us that he wants to have 11 kids.
Dang.
Total.
Dang. Yep. All black women?
All of his kids are by the same woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, props. Props. You can't keep a number one receiver, but he will keep a number one woman.
Yes.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Gary, you're in town all weekend. Mike, come here, Mike. We got White Mike from
Shout
the Comedy
Zone.
Shout
out to Kimber Walker for no reason. Oh, I met Allen Iverson yesterday. I didn't know he lived in Charlotte.
Yeah, he lived in Charlotte,
Yeah. Allen's cool, man. We met yesterday. Yeah. He's just hanging out.
Yep, just hanging out.
Yeah, he's good, dude.
He's a great person.
He set it up right, though. He wore baggy clothes, basketball shorts, white t-shirts, and that's all he wears.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Yeah.
Because now that's what you expect. Because most people got to go out. You got to have on slacks and no belt and no shoes. Mm-hmm. That's Allen. Yeah. Allen, you know Allen wears basketball shorts and white t-shirts.
Yeah.
Smart.
And jewelry. He always got his jewelry.
Always got that jewelry.
He always ice.
Man.
Real cool dude, man. I see him all the time, too.
Yeah, because I met him on the elliptical.
Yeah.
Jewelry. I looked over. I was like, wait. What?
Hold on, that's AI.
What's up, boy? I see you.
What's the number to get tickets for the show?
Number 980-321-4702. That's 980-321-4702.
Mike!
Jessica, operators are standing by.
And how many shows you got this weekend?
We got two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, one show on Sunday.
Mike, so you can't come in white like that, dude. Hip-hop station.
Mike, you got on the hip-hop hat, too. You got on the Charlotte 704. You got on the 704 hat.
What's the phone number, Mike? I'll do it. Okay. You just give it to me and I'll do a hip hop version. Hold on. Hey, what's up, Charlotte? We want y'all to come out and see Gary on this weekend at the Comedy Zone. Phone number is 714.
No, 980.
My fault. Yeah, this real hip hop. We ain't fake. We real around here. All right? Phone number is
980.
321. 4702.
You said seven. You said seven.
980.
321.
4702. Let's try one more time.
Do it one more time.
You slow people in your car still using a pen and paper.
980-321-4702.
Mm-hmm. Dead ill. Yeah. All that.
You were talking about on the elliptical.
Comedy Zone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I see
you've been working out on your Instagram page and showing your workouts.
Try not to be fat. That's what everybody be saying. Like, what are you working out for? Just trying not to be fat?
Just trying not to be fat.
I see the people I went to high school with, and I'm like, whoa! Gotta get my life together.
No limit,
I just signed a deal, I'm on. I go where I want, good. Play if you want, let's do it.
Hey.
I'm a young CEO, sure.
One time, my big homie, Brinson Buckner, man, former Carolina Panther, now a coach for the Oakland Raiders.
Who?
Brinson Buckner.
Yeah, I know him.
This is one of his favorite songs. He said, they're killing that out there in Oakland right now. He said, like.
Who said that? I live in Oakland.
Brinson Buckner. He's the coach.
He said, what song's out there?
The Baby, Shook.
Okay.
It's on his playlist, Gary.
He said they killing it in the locker room for the Oakland Raiders. He said that's what they come out to. They warm up to.
So you really think Derek Carr is listening to the Baby?
I think Derek Carr might be listening to the Baby.
He's saved. He's white and saved.
So he's not listening
he's
to
not
the
listening
Baby.
He's not listening to the Baby. He's trying to.
Who is he listening to?
Derek Carr. He probably listens to Lil Nas X.
Okay. I want to take my
as long as he's got the remix. He ain't listening to by himself. He got to have Billy Ray Cyrus on. He ain't going out like that.
I'm going to call my big homie and ask him as soon as this break
Who's
over.
Who's your big homie?
Brinson Buckner. He coaches out there for the Raiders.
Hey, tell Brinson I'm in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
If he going to put out these false rumors about what they listen to in the locker room, I'm going to have to call him out on it.
Okay. We're going to call him after this.
Okay, I ain't playing, man.
We're going to call him after this.
Jordy Nelson listening to this.
Oh, I can see. Now, Jordy might got a little soul in him.
Well, that's why he got cut.
You don't think Jordy got no soul in him, though?
Dude, he got cut, right?
Yeah, he did get cut.
He don't play good on black teams. He play good in Green Bay. Can't put Jordy in no black city like Oakland.
On black teams.
Black teams. Oh, Raiders like a Mexican team, though.
Oh, that's a Mexican.
Mexican. Love the Raiders, boy.
Then they go do the Raiders.
Oh, come on now. What sounds more Mexican? Hey, the Raiders. Yeah, hey, freaking like the Raiders, huh? The Raiders. Or, hey, the Panthers. Hey, the Bowler. The claws are sharp. Oh, the Panthers, their claws are so sharp. Arr, scary. Hey, Cam Newton.
Gary, who is this you got with you, man? You ain't talking to him all morning. Who is that?
He don't talk.
he been on that phone all morning. He talking to somebody.
That's all he does.
Is don't be on the phone.
That's called entourage, homie.
That's your entourage?
When you make it, you just bring random people with you for no reason.
Hi, random guy.
Hey, random guy.
Nah, his name's Brad.
Brad.
Brad did something stupid one time.
What Brad
talk about
do?
Charlotte. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. Brad is in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
This like had to be 11 years ago. 12, maybe. Girl calls, stranded in Charlotte somehow. So Brad goes, I'll come get you. Brad drives from Atlanta to Charlotte, then brings her back to Atlanta. And then she says, okay, thanks. I said, she ain't give you none? You got to set that up. You got to set that up.
4 hours
jump.
Down, 4 hours back.
That's 8 hours. Buddy. And she said, thank you.
But did she at least give you gas money?
She should have gave
what? She didn't give you gas money?
She would have, her hand would have been on something on that drive back. Say that. I would have been like, oh, you need a ride? Okay. Something better be doing something. Your mouth or hand got to be on something in this car. You're just going to be talking. You're stranded, right?
But these are facts. Though.
You know what else is stranded? This frustration.
That I got to drive 4 hours
dude,
up there and 4 hours back.
He called me. I called him. I said, where you at? He goes, man, I'm on my way to Charlotte. I was like, for what? He goes, I'm home, girl. She stuck. I said, oh, okay. Then he came back. I was like, so, you know, dude, the next day, I was like, hey, how'd that work out last night?
Man, I brought it back. She got the car and was just like, thank you. And then just left.
I was like, that's it? Nothing? I'm trying to get detailed. That's it? I was like, I just told him, you an idiot.
Are y'all still friends, Brad?
No.
He said no. Brad, you cut off after that?
Man. He never cut her on. Nothing was cut on. How you ask somebody, how you ask that man, come get me? 4 hours away, you know he likes you. It wasn't like no middle ground.
Yeah.
She knew Brad liked her.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Burpee's brother picking her up. Then nothing popping off. And then you don't do, oh, boy.
Brad, you're a good guy.
Must be crazy.
You are a good guy, Brad. Yeah,
that's Brad. No, that's not good a good guy. That's an idiot. He's smarter now. Now he knows. But that was an idiot move. I was mad at the girl. I was like this. What? 4, that's 8 hours. And they probably ate. Did you eat? Oh. And you probably bought.
You fed her?
You paid for Waffle House?
How long you and Brad known each other?
Known each other 15 years. Mm-hmm. We're together about 10, 11.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up.
We got some stories, but that was one that I was looking at him like, what? I was so mad. I was mad at him and her. Brad, I got mad at two people, and I don't even know who the woman is. I have no idea. Never met her.
Yeah.
Brad, would you like to share a story about Gary?
Brad don't
Brad
talk.
Don't talk
he said Brad don't talk.
Brad's the only person I know. Okay, this is a funny story. So Brad was in Birmingham, mm-hmm. right? He's from a small town in Alabama. And so he gets robbed. Guy pulls a gun out on him.
For real?
Wow. Yeah.
Brad, you got robbed?
Yeah, pulls a gun out.
Because wearing one of them big watches. That's a diesel.
Pulled a gun out.
Yeah.
And robbed Brad and his homeboy. Got all their money, all their jewelry and stuff, right? So Brad, the dude's walking away. You're going to live, right? Got your stuff, but you're going to live. Brad calls the dude back and goes, hey, man, excuse me. You think I can get my driver's license out of my wallet? He goes, DMV's a mother in Atlanta, and I don't feel like waiting in line for a new license. The dude turned around, don't look like a freaking nice guy to you. He didn't say freaking, he said another word. Brad just went, oh, that's free, I try.
From a
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.